Gary Thompson, and this is the Malware Report. I'm here with Randy Abrams. Randy, RSA, the big security show, just finished last week, and you were there all week. What did you see that you thought was interesting as a high-level view of the show?
Well, it was interesting to me how many of the keynote speeches had the word trust in them. People talking about building more trustworthy systems, trusted methods of authentication, trusted ID, and things like that, which, I mean, we definitely need. However, as I see it right now, today's problem is teaching people not to trust the system so much. People tend to trust everything, and until they stop doing that, it doesn't matter what system you have, they're going to fall for social engineering attacks each and every time.
Yeah, that would seem to be a pretty big issue. I think also that it sounded like there's a maybe not a battle going on, but at least who is responsible within the enterprise for security overall. I see a tendency towards having network administrators suddenly wanting to have more responsibility versus traditional security officers. Did you see a lot of that at the show as well?
I'm not sure that I exactly saw that. However, I saw a lot of products that claim that they were going to make the IT administrator omniscient and be able to solve all the problems, it appeared to me. There was a big focus on network access control. And while it's an important thing, you want to limit who has access to your network and where, that doesn't prevent people from making mistakes, and it shouldn't be viewed as a panacea for security. So I was a bit surprised to see just how many products were out there pitching that approach. And oftentimes, they would take some other antivirus, anti-spyware, anti-whatever, and throw it into their engine. And now someone thinks they're getting network access control and antivirus and doesn't actually have a clue as to the quality of the other security components of the product.
Well, there's so much to see at the show. How did you go about trying to maximize your time? Because from what you just said, clearly there's a lot of confusion, even a little bit of hype that you're going to expect at any trade show. But someone coming out of IT or security or networking, how do you approach a show like this to get the most out of it?
Personally, I like to go around to the various booths and take a look and see basically, what is it that this vendor is offering? Is it something that even applies to me? And if my job is to secure the corporate antivirus system and someone else's job is the network access control, I might look and see, are these people integrating antivirus? But if they're not, then I'll probably go to the next booth. And if I don't understand what they're doing, then I'll talk to the people and find out, what's your product? What's your approach? Because I think it's important to have knowledge of a variety of different approaches. But then I'll ask some questions about specific approaches with different antivirus products. Are you telling me that you're a great product because you update very quickly? Well, you can't update as quickly as they can put out the bad stuff. So if you don't have a good track record of strong proactive protection, then you're probably not the product I'm interested in. And so I'll walk around and find out what people have, what approaches they're using, what kind of independent testing can back up their claims, things like that.
So it sounds like, it is an educational opportunity, but less in terms of the keynote speeches, which may be a little broader, and more in terms of exploring approaches with vendors and then drilling down a little bit in terms of what they have to offer. That sounds like that would give you a much broader knowledge of maybe some things you weren't aware of, some trends, and then ultimately maybe specific products that that might be useful. Did anything jump out at you at the show in terms of a specific trend or product? You'd mentioned the whole focus on NAC. What about the idea of consolidating sort of smart firewalls, or the idea of putting a lot more security tools bolted onto traditional security tools to make them sort of more powerful? Did you see a lot of that, and what's your opinion about that?
There were quite a few security appliances, not nearly as many as the access control stuff, but there were several security appliances. And truthfully, there isn't much in the way of testing and certification on those devices that I'm aware of anyway. None of these devices, for example, are tested by Virus Bulletin. Very few of them are tested by ICSA labs, and those that are might be tested as a firewall, but not as an antivirus or an anti-spyware solution. So there's a logical desire to go to something that's going to make your job a lot easier. However, if it doesn't actually deliver the real-world performance results, your job isn't going to be any easier.
Yeah, maybe at risk. Yeah, and I that makes sense. It sounds like that would be a major consideration, that best of breed may still be the appropriate way to go, even though it may be more difficult than trying to get one, you know, one size fits all solution. I would imagine that most of the attendees at the show come from within, say, a 50, 60, 100-mile radius. Is that true, or is the show getting attendees from around the country?
The show gets attendees from around the world. I sat in on a peer-to-peer session where everyone does some talking that was moderated by Gadi Evron, who's from Israel. So we had people from all over the world at the show.
So ultimately, if I am sitting in Peoria, going to this show, if I was to select any show I would go look at and take a look at, this might be the show I would choose?
It's definitely one of the big ones to consider.
Well, what are some of the challenges that the security industry is going to face in the future, Randy?
Right now, I mean, that's a really broad-based security industry. There's so many different challenges. We have challenges of user authentication. For example, some people are going to biometrics and doing iris scanning or thumbprint scanning. However, as many researchers will point out, that's fine, but if I can intercept